All right, morning. Today's daf is Chaf Dalid in Bechoros. Let's start again with the Mishnah. We started the Mishnah yesterday. It's good to start with a fresh every morning. Rabbi Shimon Gamla Omer Alokech Behema Menika. The Mishnah is on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. You purchase an animal, and the animal's nursing. Not just lactating, which we discussed already back on Daf Chaf, but it's actually nursing a baby. And so I guess you bought both. You bought the mother and child. Right, they write two for the price of one, and menove kochavim in choshen shema benashal acheres haya. So you don't have to worry that this baby is some other baby that mom just happened to find off the street. In other words, this baby is actually this mother's baby, and good for you, because now from this point forward, you can assume that any animal that I gave birth to is going to be now a pashut, not a bechora. Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote it down also. Yeah. So the learning we do this morning should be for an Elu. No, don't apologize. I'm going to apologize. Should be for an Elu Nishmas Michal Ben Shraga Faival Halevi Neshama Shabbat. Continue. Aliyah. The discourse of the learning we do this morning is Neshama should just go up and up. So the that's case number one of the Mishnah. Case number one of the Mishnah is you buy an animal and it's nursing a child, and now you assume as a definite. Well, we'll discuss how definite, but as a definite, you assume that this child now belongs to its mother, and that's good. Nichnas asoch edro v'raz mavkiros. You go into your flock, and this is not a purchase case, this is a case where you have a flock. You have a flock of animals, and v'raz mavkiros menikos, shein mavkiros menikos. And everybody's nursing. Your mavkiros are nursing, your einan mavkiros are nursing, the ones who gave birth for the first time, the ones who didn't give birth for the first, everybody's nursing. So ein choshesh in shema benashal ze balo etzel zu o shema benashal zu balo etzel zu. Again, here's a concern you don't need to be concerned about. Maybe everyone's swapping babies. Maybe the so it's better to talk about baby swapping, huh?
If everyone is nursing, they obviously each one only had one child, so it really doesn't make a difference.
Correct, but. That's correct. But as Rashi points out in the Mishnah, what you may have to suspect is, let's say the mafkiros are nursing. Right, those are the first time mothers. Maybe the baby they're nursing belongs to some other animal. If that's true, so then this animal is not a bechor.
I
understand that, but you're thinking about the mother. The point is about the child. The child, you could have made the argument, well, you know, she was just mafkerish. This is her firstborn. Right. Meaning that child has kedushas bechor. Maybe the child attached itself to another mother. If that's true, then that child, the Kedushas Bechor, is somewhere in the Eder, but not connected to its mother. You have to worry now that every animal in this flock is a Bechor. So what Rav Shimon Gamliel says
every
is...
Every animal is
yeah.
Okay, if you say every animal is a Bechor.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. Meaning when you see nursing going on, you can make a default assumption that that's mother and that is its child. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, we saw this yesterday. Amar Rav Nachman, Mishmei Rav Hilchsa, Bekula Pirkin, Bar Mei Plukta. Every time you find a Mishnah in the third parak, now there are not that many of them, right? Five or six Mishnayos. Every time you see a Mishnah, that's the halacha, except for when there's a machlokas. Okay, can we quickly review? Okay, let's do this quickly. The first Mishnah we encountered in the third parak is. On Yotes Amud Beis, that talks about purchasing an animal from a non-Jew while it's still a one-year-old. Or larger animals, two-year-old, or even larger animals, three-year-old. And can an animal give birth within its first year of life? Mm-hmm. So that Mishnah is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, so there, Rav is not saying anything definitive about that Mishnah. Leave that Mishnah out of this discussion. The next Mishnah we encountered is the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah brings in the halacha of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov when a large animal gives birth to an aborted fetus and it looks like a cake of blood. Okay, that there's no machlokus over there, and so what Rav is essentially saying is that's the halacha. The halacha follows like that Mishnah. The next Mishnah that we encountered is our Mishnah. The Mishnah of Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that when you see an animal nursing, you assume that the animal that it's nursing is its baby. Okay. And there's no machlokas, so it would seem like Rav is going on our Mishnah. The next Mishnah, two more. The next Mishnah is the Mishnah of Rav Yossi ben Meshulam, which is coming up on the second part of today's daf, which is that you can pluck out some hairs of the animal when you're shechting your bechor. You know you're not allowed to shear your animal, right? There's an iser of giza when it comes to an animal, but just simply to remove some of the neck hair so that you have a clean cut, so that you can do. Okay? There is no machlokas in that Mishnah, so that's the halacha as well. And finally, one more Mishnah in the Perek. Yeah. One more Mishnah in the Perek, and that's tomorrow's daf. And that is the Mishnah of hair that falls out of a bechor prior to Shechita. Okay, and you put it aside. And can you enjoy that hair after you shechted the animal? And that's a machlokas between Akavya ben Mahalalo and the Chachamim. So that's a machlokas. So leave that Mishnah out of the discussion. So really, okay, what I do? I did five Mishnayos. That's it? So five Mishnayos, and of which the first one, the last one, are machlokas. So we're down to now three. We're down to the Mishnah of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, our Mishnah that we're learning right now of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Mishnah of Rav Yossi ben Meshulam. Okay, three Mishnayos, all accredited to one Tana, but there's no machlokas. So what Rav is saying is that in all three of those Mishnayos, that's the halacha. Okay. Amr of Sheshes. Amina kinayim v'shachav Rav, Amr lal hashmaita. Common. Oh, okay. Good. Good. That's going to be Rav Sheshes' comment, more or less. Rav Sheshes says, I'm telling you, Rav was sleeping when he said over this halacha. Okay, and it's a common expression, doesn't seem nice, but it's a common expression by Rav Sheshes about that which Rav said, and whenever you see this expression, it's always Rav Sheshes, it's always Rav. So I'm telling you, Rav was sleeping when he said over this halacha. Now, Ilei Ma'aresha Mafligi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, look, the first Mishnah is a machlokas, as we already established. Ela de Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, so we're now moving on to Mishnah number two of our perek. Mishnah number two is a halacha by Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but Mishnah's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Every time you have a halacha mentioned by Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Kavanaki. It's clean. It's a clean Mishnah. We know that halacha said over by Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is established halacha. Okay, Ella. So now we're up to our Mishnah, third Mishnah of the Perek. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Miflag Pligi Bebraisa. Now, you don't know this yet, but there's a machlokas. In fact, we're going to see later on a Braisa on Chavdal Amad Aleph, where it records a debate in a Braisa between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that's a machlokas. Okay, so now, so scratch one, scratch two, now scratch three. Ella Adrav Yosef Ben Meshulam. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're up to Mishnah number four, which is on Chavdal Amad Beis, the halacha that you can pluck out hair before you shech the animal, and that is told over to us by Rav Yossi ben Meshulam. But the Gemara says, Ha'am Rav Chadazimna. But we have another statement of Rav, which we're going to see right after we learn the Mishnah, which is Ha'am Rav Hilchsek Rav Yossi ben Meshulam. The halacha follows like Rav Yossi ben Meshulam. So we're going to have to take that Mishnah out as well, because Rav made a separate statement about that Mishnah as well. So now what are we down to? Our fifth Mishnah of the Perek. But that's a machlokas. Ela aseir ba'mum, if like pliga kavya ben mahala v'rabbanon. That's a machlokas. So now we have this very global statement of Rav, that throughout our entire third Perek of Bechoros, the halacha follows like the Mishnah, unless it's a machlokas. But one in five are machlokas. 2, 3, and 4. 2 is Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. 3 is a machlokas. There's a brisa, and 4 already got covered because of a separate statement of Rav. So that we're done. So what did Rav come to tell? That's now you understand Rav Sheshes. Ki nayim v'shachiv Rav ki amar lahashmaita. Rav must have been asleep at the wheel when he was saying this over. So the Gemara says, no, not so quick. Rav wasn't sleeping. La'olam ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. So really, truth be told, is that Rav's statement was for Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'ha kamash malan debreisa lo plukta hi. And what is Rav coming to teach us? Interesting. What Rav is coming to teach us is that even though there's a Braisa, and even though the Braisa presents a machlokas between it and the Mishnah, disregard it. Disregard it. That's not a machlokas. Okay? Meaning that in the world of Mishnah versus Braisa, we always knew we're going to put Mishnah in front of Braisa. That we always knew. The Gemara now is saying even one step further than that. Meaning we're not even gonna view it as a machlokas. Meaning just keep the Braisa in a separate category altogether. It is a Braisa. It's still, you know, it's Torah Hashem, but in terms of how to compare it to a Mishnah, it doesn't compare. We don't even view it as a machlokas. So the Gemara says, V'kevadam Rav Halcha B'kulei Pirkei Bar Miplukta Halacha Rav Yosef Ben Meshulam Lamali. So the Gemara just says, okay, so here, good, that's an excellent answer. I wonder the following. Why after the fourth Mishnah, which is coming up in Chavdal Amid Beis, why did Rav then have to say, oh, and by the way, the Halacha falls with Rav Yosef Ben Meshulam? What was the purpose of that? So the Gemara explains, Iyamar Hilchasa D'kulei Pirkei V'lamar Halacha Rav Yosef Ben Meshulam. If we only had the first statement of Rav, that the halacha follows like the entire perek. So, and by the way, let me just clarify the question a little bit better, because there's a little bit more to the question. Meaning, why could we have left out the statement that the halacha follows like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam? So Rashi explains, because when you say kulu pirkin, the entire perek, you mean to say that more than one occasion, the halacha follows like a mishnah in the third perek. Right, kulu pirkin is like a big statement. So if it would seem to be that once you have that statement of Rav, the halacha falls like kulu pirkin, it's covering not just the Mishnah of Rishum and Gamliel, Mishnah number 3, but it's got to cover another Mishnah as well. Well, 1 is a machlokas, and 5 is a machlokas, and 2 is Elazar ben Yaakov. Okay, so it must be that he's covering 3 and 4. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So why then do I need another statement of Rav saying that the halacha falls like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam? That's really what's behind the Gemara's question. And so the Gemara explains like this. Top line of Chaf Dalam and Aleph. Iyamar hilchasa dekuli pirkin v'lo amar hilchasa k'Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Hava amina d'Rav Yosef ben Meshulam kai. Umay bekula pirkin d'Rav Yosef tarti amar. Because here's what I would have said. Had we just had the statement of kulu pirkin, that the halacha follows kulu pirkin, I would have said that really it's going on the Rav Yosef ben Meshulam Mishnah. What does kulu pirkin mean? When we get to that Mishnah, an Amud Beis, we're going to see there are actually 2 halachas stated over there. True, both of them are stated in Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, but there are 2 halachas. So then I could say that's kulu pirkin. But now, so uve plukta de braisa plukta. And what about our Mishnah? Meaning, maybe Rav's statement is going on our Mishnah? No, because our Mishnah is argued on from a Braisa. And I would have said that that's a machlokis. And so that Rav wasn't talking about that. So now, Ashmin and Halach Rav Yosi, Lashmin and Dad Rav Shimon Gamliel Kai, now that Rav made another statement that the halacha falls like Rav Yosi ben Meshulam, so now I know that the generic statement is not going on Mishnah number 4. It's certainly not going on 1 and 5 because those are bar pluktas. It's not going on 2 because that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. We're down to 1 Mishnah. It's talking about the 3rd Mishnah. And you know what Rav is coming to teach us? The big chiddush. That when you have a machlokas between Mishnah and Braisa, that's not even a machlokas. Just, in other words, the Braisa is there, but don't pit it against the Mishnah. That's true, but then we're not going to learn out that global concept of Braisa versus Mishnah. Meaning, I would have then just said that in this particular case, I know there's a Braisa, and I know the Braisa is Cholek, but the Halacha is like Rishim and Gamliel. Now, what you're getting out of this is a, you know, quote-unquote, a big concept. Right? Uplukta de Braisa la plukta hi. Okay, good. All right, so that's where we set it up. 5 Mishnayos in the 3rd Perek. 2 statements of Rav, 1 saying that the halacha falls like Mishnah number 4, the Rav Yosi ben Meshulam, that's Chavdal Amud Beis, and another statement to tell me that the halacha falls like our Mishnah number 3, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mishnah. And what Rav is coming to teach us is that even though there's a Braisa, which we're about to be introduced to, and even though that Braisa argues with our Mishnah, don't call that a machlokas. It's not, we don't even regard that as a machlokas. Ditanya. Let's now introduce ourselves to the Braisa. Halokech behem aminika menorvei kochavim. Haba acharav b'chor misafek. You buy an animal from a non-Jew, and the animal is nursing a baby. What happens to the next animal it gives birth to under your ownership? It might be a b'chor. It's b'chor misafek. Because even though it was nursing another baby, but you don't know, maybe that was another baby that it was nursing. Maybe that wasn't it wasn't its own baby. So mimnesha merachemes. It could be that mom was a rachamim, a balas rachamim. Right? Mom was very compassionate. Mom took in babies that weren't her own. Alpha pisha in your lettuce. And it's a huge chiddush. You understand what the Gemara now is suggesting? This is the Tanakhama's viewpoint, is that it'll nurse another baby, even though it itself, the mother itself, never gave birth. Okay, that's a
in general or to that one?
No, in general.
That's what they say.
No, because what we're saying, is that the next time it gives birth, it's going to be a bechorah. This animal has never given birth, and the Tanakhama is suggesting that this baby that it's nursing is a baby that it took off the street. It had rachmanis.
This proves it can lactate.
Yeah, I know. There's a lobby here in America called La Leche, who is a big believer in this stuff. Okay. So she'enu yoledes. Rav Shimon Gamliel amar davar b'cheskaso, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. Keep everything as its chazaka. Right, meaning that if you bought the mom and mom was nursing a baby, that is its baby. Let's say the Braisa gives us another illustration of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let us say that you go into your flock at night and you see everyone's pregnant, right? Baruch Hashem, your entire flock is pregnant, like 10, like 15, right? Mavkirosu she'ein mavkiros, yolados. So you have about 10 to 15 who are about to give birth. Some of them for the first time, some of them not for the first time. Here's my only caution now on this Braisa. How did you go to sleep that night? you got 10 or 15 animals about to be born. And what'd you do? You went home, you went to bed? So Lamachar Hishkim, the next morning you wake up in the morning, Umatza, and lo and behold, here's what you find. Zicharim Tuluyos Besha'in Mafkiros. So the male babies are attached themselves to the mothers who already gave birth. And Nikevos Tuluyos Bemafkiros, and the female babies attach themselves to first-time mothers. And you are, I'm just going to say, what mazel, what unbelievable mazel. So now that means that all those babies are yours. That's better than finding $20 in your pocket, which, you know, happens every now and then. That's fantastic. So, Eino Choshe. So again, this is Rav Shimon Gamliel, consistent with what he said in our Mishnah, consistent with what he said in the first part of the Braisa. Eino Choshe Shema Benash Ozeh, Balo Eitzel Zeh. Don't worry about baby swapping. Meaning that does not need to be a concern of yours, but rather this baby belongs to this mother, and you can make perfect assignment between the mother and the baby that it's nursing, and you are good to go. And that means now that these male babies, which attach themselves to not first-time mothers, they're not bechor, you're good. And the female babies who attach themselves to first-time mothers, they are the bechor, but they're not male, so you're good to go. Okay, and this is the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, period. Good. And what do we see? That the Braisa brings down a das hacholek, right? A differing opinion, a dissenting opinion. And now what we learned is, ignore it. Meaning we have our Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's not even a Stam Mishnah. It says it's going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but the point that Rav has taught us is that that's the established halacha, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you can make a perfect assignment between mother and its baby. Okay. Move on to the next part of today's daf. The Gemara now is going to question exactly what I just said. Meaning, we know the halacha falls like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's clear. Here's what's up for discussion now. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that when you buy an animal from a non-Jew and it's nursing, so what do you assume? You assume that baby is its baby. Maybe that's not the pshat in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We could say a different pshat. What would be the pshat? It could be that the fact that it's nursing is proof that it gave birth already. Not necessarily that the baby that it's nursing is its baby. It's just a siman brura. It's a clear sign that it gave birth already, right? Unlike what the Tanakhama of the Braisa suggested, that it's going to nurse a baby even though it itself never gave birth. To that degree, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel absolutely rejects that thought process. But maybe what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying is that the fact that it's nursing is proof positive that it gave birth already. But not necessarily that this baby belongs to this mother. That's a possible pshat in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I know it doesn't sound, based on all the statements of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, statements of the Mishnah, statements of the Brace, it doesn't sound that that's correct, but the Gemara is going to entertain that possibility.
So you're saying that the first time mother doesn't nurse? Is it what he's
saying? What the Gemara is going to suggest is that if mom never gave birth, it's not going to nurse. The fact that it's nursing...
Who's going to nurse that baby?
Hmm?
Another one will?
Yeah, somebody else.
Oh, so...
No. Hmm?
No, then another one will have to nurse. Somebody's got to nurse that baby.
So
it's going to be another sheep? So it proves that... So it doesn't... We said before that if the mother nurses, it's its own baby, right?
That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel.
Okay. No, if the first time my mother does not nurse, you're saying it doesn't nurse.
What the Gemara now is suggesting... No, we're going to say that we're going to assume that it's nursing, and once it's nursing, that means it gave birth. What the Gemara is now going to suggest is that maybe it's not nursing. It gave birth. It had a baby already. But maybe this particular baby is not its own. Perhaps.
Not
its own.
So assume that they would nurse somebody.
But it's, in other words, as far as you're concerned, this animal that you purchased already gave birth. So you don't have to worry about the issue of Bechor. But maybe what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wouldn't say is that we know with absolute certainty that this baby belongs to this mother. Ibai Elohu. Davar Becheska so de kam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de enam rachemes ela im ken yoledes. Ha hecha de olid chayshina l'rechume. Maybe this is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means. That if once a mother has given birth, now she's in the parsha being a Baal Rachamim. You know, let's put it in these terms. You know, it's difficult to understand what it's like to be a mother unless you're a mother. Right? I'll never understand. But even a woman, if a woman hasn't given birth yet, she doesn't understand. So maybe once this animal, I know I'm trying to give human attributes to an animal, but you kind of understand. Once an animal has given birth, so she now has this idea of being a Baal Rachamim. She could be compassionate. And she'll see a stray calf in the street or in the pen, so she'll take it in. Maybe that's what Rishon ben Gamliel is saying. Odilma dida merachma delo dida la merachma le. But the Gemara says, or no, Rishon ben Gamliel is saying something much more absolute. What he's saying is that it will nurse only its baby. Lamai nafkamina. The Gemara wants to know practically what difference does it make. The Gemara says it makes a huge difference. Lamilka ala mishur mosav es beno. Let's say I shecht mother and daughter on the same day. Okay. I don't know that this is its daughter, other than the fact that they're nursing. That's the only thing I got going. If you go with option A, you're not going to get malchus, meaning you shouldn't do it. It's quite possible that the mother and daughter are related, meaning this is its daughter. It's possible, but you don't know absolutely. You're not going to give somebody malchus on a probability. You only give malchus when you know for sure. On the other hand, if you go with option B, that we know for a fact that a mother only nurses its baby, so then you're going to get malchus if you shech the two on the same day. So the Gemara says, that's an afkamina, my tashma. So the Gemara says, now what we're going to do is going to review Reb Shimon Gamliel of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel of the Braisa, and we're going to see, can we definitively ascertain... So Tashma Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Alokech Behema Menovi Kochavim Eino Choshe Shema Benashal Acheres Hayah. So if you buy an animal from a non-Jew, you do not worry that it belongs to another animal, that the baby belongs to another animal. So the Gemara, right, seems to be pretty clear from the Mishnah. The Gemara says it's not so clear from the Mishnah. Mi Ketani Hu Hayah Ketani. You got to read the Mishnah really carefully. The Mishnah does not say Benashal Acheres Hu, but rather the Mishnah says Benashal Acheres Hayah. Hachikamar, Einu choshe shema b'nashal acheres ela im kein hayala vlad mi'ikara. Haya just simply means it had a baby. Not necessarily that this is a baby, but you know it had a baby. Okay, that's how you can read the Mishnah. And again, that's nothing conclusive. Tashma. So the Gemara says, we'll try this again. Nifnas besochedro v'ras ha-mafkiros menikos v'shein ha-mafkiros menikos. Eino choshe shema b'nashal zeh ba'lo eitzol zeh. O shema b'nashal zeh ba'lo eitzol zeh. The second case of our Mishnah, you walk into your eder, you walk into your flock, and you see everybody nursing. The first time, and first time mothers, and the second time mothers. Everyone's nursing. And what did the Mishnah say? According to Shimon Gamliel, you make assignment. Whatever the baby's nursing is its mother. Seems pretty clear that a mother only nurses its own. Amai lechush dilma rechum rachem. Why aren't we worried that maybe it took in another baby? So the Gemara says no. B'makom dida lo shafki dida umarachma delo dida. No. If its baby is right there in the pen, we're not worried that it's going to now take in another baby in exchange for its own baby. We're only suggesting, it's a suggestion, we're only suggesting that a mother, a experienced mother, would take in another baby only when it itself doesn't have a baby. But if it has its own baby, we wouldn't even go that far. Tashma. The Gemara says, let's try this again. Davar b'ches kaso. We're looking at Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of the Braisa. Right? Remember what the Braisa said? The Braisa also brought in a couple of cases. The first case of the Braisa is when you purchased an animal from a non-Jew. And the second case of the Braisa, that's when all your animals were pregnant. And you went there at night and you saw everyone was pregnant. And for some reason you had enough, you just were able to go to bed that night. And then you wake up in the morning, and then you wake up and everyone had a baby in the morning. And davar b'ches kaso. And now what the Gemara is going to do, my lav reisha dum yad seifa, well, isn't the point of the braisa to connect the second case and the first case? Meaning, aren't we making basically a connection, a relationship between the two cases? Ma seifa vadai dida, af reisha vadai dida. Look, in the second case of the Mishnah, you have 15 babies that are just born. And everyone's attaching itself to a mother. And what do we assume? Right, it attaches to its mother. Period. Now go that, take that back to the ratio. What's the case of the ratio? You buy an animal, and the mother is attached to it. Sorry, and a baby is attached to it. And what do we assume? That is its baby. So aren't we basically saying it's the same story in both? So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Me di irya haki di isa v'haki di isa umay v'chein. So what's the v'chein of the brisa? The v'chein is clearly trying to make a link. Up to the Bechora. The Gemara says, maybe the Lachain is just telling me that you're pater. That the mother is not obligated in the mitzvah of Bechor. But not necessarily that is attached to its own mother. So again, let's quickly review. We have a Mishnah that brings down the Halacha of Shimon Gamliel. You buy an animal, it's nursing a baby. You assume that it gave birth already. And what we're now suggesting in Rashi and Gamliel, there's two ways to understand Rashi and Gamliel. Number one, really the simple pshat, which is that the child that's nursing, the baby that's nursing, is its baby. It's the mother's baby. You know that definitively. L'mayna afkamina, practical difference. If I shech both on the same day, osav esbano, you just violated the isur of osav esbano. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is that it's just a simon. It's just a sign. The fact that it's nursing is telling us that this is already a one-time mother. Not necessarily that the baby that it's nursing is its own, but just tells us that this mother already gave birth. Because a female cow would not nurse unless it itself already gave birth. That's another possibility in terms of how to understand Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. So meaning that you'll be exempt from the mitzvah of Bechor. Next time it gives birth will not be its first time, it's the second time at least. But you don't know absolutely that the baby that attached itself is its baby, and you won't get Malkus for Osav Esbano. Our two options are Rashim and Gamliel. The Gemara seems to have left it open in terms of what is the correct interpretation of Rashim and Gamliel. We quoted a Mishnah, we quoted the Braisa. It does seem that the simpler pshat and the cleaner pshat is option A, the way I laid it out, but the Gemara leaves it unconclusive. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Actually, I understand. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rachaz Yishakurcha Acharacha. Okay. Funny case. Interesting case. Pig. A pig is nursing from a sheep. Okay. Believe it or not, pig is nursing from a sheep. Pitura mina bechora va'aser be'achila. Now, number one. Next time the sheep gives birth, we assume that the sheep already gave birth.
It's with a sheep that looks like a pig.
Yeah. However, aser ba'achila, you can't eat the pig. Okay. Ad? Yeah. So you're following now. We seem to be playing both sides. We seem to be playing both sides of the fence. Now, you remember we learned in the beginning of Becharos, right? We don't even have to go to another Masechta. Stay in Becharos. First break of Becharos. Haba min atar tahor. And a bam in a tame, meaning even though what comes out now looks like a pig, but it's a mutated animal, but nevertheless, anything.
But in this case, you're not sure whether it came from it, are you? You just think you said nursing.
All you know is nursing. You don't know definitively that it came from it. Right. Good. Okay. So obviously, there's a lot to try to figure out over here.
We also say that the mother would not nurse.
Well, that's in debate.
Okay.
That's
debate. Right? Ad yavo v'yoret sedek lachem. And what do you have to do? Wait till Eliyahu Navi comes. Ad yavo v'yoret sedek, and he's going to be mora halacha. He will teach us what the correct halacha is in this scenario.
Not for this
thing. Now, wait. Pater b'na b'chora k'man k'rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, the Gemara says here, I'm so confused. Because when you tell me that you're pater from Bechora, meaning you're following Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, which is basically saying that nursing is an indication that this is the baby. Okay. Va'aser ba'achila kirabana. On the other hand, you're telling me that you're not allowed to eat it because we're holding like the Chachamim. So question number one on the table. Who are you following? You're following Rosh Hashanah Gamliel? Because if you are, that means that the pig is the baby. Mutated infant, right? So good. But that would mean that you're allowed to eat the pig. And if we're following like the Chachamim, so that means that the next animal that comes out should at least have Safik Kedushas Bechor, at least, if not a Bechor Vadai. Let's say Safik. That's question number one. Question number two.
Why would the next animal have any time?
Because the pig is not its baby. It took in a pig from off the street. V'su ikar abanan my ad yavo v'yoret tzedek lachem. Now, and on top of that, if we're going like the Chachamim, what was that punctuation of the Braisa? The Braisa punctuated by saying ad shiyoret tzedek lachem. We're going to have a ruling.
Is that what we can
do? A ruling, right? So what does the words v'yoret mean? Meaning, if in fact we're holding like the Chachamim, you know what would have been better? It says, "Ad shiyavad lecha davar mi ba'ilei." All you need, you don't need a ruling. You just need information, right? Rashi explains, "Ma yavo came into charabanes ve'ilei dechay shel rechume." Ma yavo v'yore galu imilsehu shiagi lanu im banahu im lav. We don't need a mora halacha. We know what the halacha is. Halacha like the chachamim. All we would need now is just simple information. Where the baby come from, right? That's not a hora. And maybe the simple pshat of the braisa is, I don't know. I don't know who to follow like. I don't know if we follow like the Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. I don't know if we follow like the Chachamim. In Misafkele, am I p'turim in a bechora? No, that can't be. Because if we're legitimately unsure of who we follow, so then why would the first part of the braisa say, you're exempt from bechora? Whoa, I wouldn't go that far. No one would go that far. It's a suffix. We don't know who we rule like. The braisa should open up by saying, you don't know what the next animal is going to be. That next animal may be the first animal. And we would not be saying you're pater from Bechora, Vesumi Misafkele. And on top of that, we have a suffix in terms of who we follow, the halacha like. V'hama rabba bar b'chana amrav yochan kol makum shoshana roshim and gamliel b'mishna seinu halacha kamosu chutz me'arv sinu v'raya achrona. In addition to that, we know that Rav Yochanan is of the belief, of the opinion, that anytime you have a record of Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, the halacha follows like Rav Shimon Gamliel, with three exceptions. And we're not going to go through the three right now. Erev Tzidon Raya Achrona. Raya Achrona, we're the third paragraph of Sanhedrin. That's what we're learning in the high school. So that's the third case. But in other words, Our Mishnah in Becharos is not one of those three exceptions. The halacha falls like Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel, and that's Rav Yochanan talking. So, good. So, we're kind of stuck. What does this, you see a pig nursing from a sheep. So, and we do follow the halacha like Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel. So, what's the issue? So, pshita le halacha Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel. Mi o misafka le yisavar Rosh Hashanah and Gamliel, yolez merachemes, oena merachemes, oena merachemes. So, the Gemara says, wonderful. You know what the pshat is? It's very good. We know for sure the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What we don't know is, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel rule that way? Again, it goes back to what we discussed just a moment ago. Is the pshat of Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're saying factually that the pig is the offspring of the mother, end of discussion? Is that what nursing is telling us? Or is nursing just telling us it gave birth already? That's exactly what's the issue. So, I hachi adish mina chazir, Lishman and Tle Ulamikala Mishum Osav Ezbeno. So the Gemara says, why is the Braisa going to such an unusual scenario? Right? A weird case. The case of a pig is nursing from a sheep. You can illustrate the same principle using a simpler case. Like, for example, a sheep is nursing from a sheep. That's an easier case. And it illustrates exactly what we don't know. Meaning we know the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but we don't know is why is the halacha like Rav Shimon Gamliel? What is Rav Shimon Gamliel saying? That we know definitively that the baby, is the offspring of the mother? Or are we saying no? We're simply saying that it's a simon. It proves to us that this animal gave birth already. And the nafka mina would be Malkus for Osav Ezbeno. So the Gemara says, no, Chazir Tzerichle. No, the case of Chazir is necessary.
That if an animal was lactating, that means that the animal would get the
activity. That was the Gemara brought that as a debate. The ruling on that.
Lactation meant that animal had given birth.
Yeah, right, but I understand that was a discussion and a debate earlier back on Daf Chaf. Right. But the ruling is that lactation itself is not a semen. That was our ruling. We're going one step further because now we actually see
right,
a baby.
Right, right.
Good. So, Chazir Tzurich Leidi, Ashmin and Tle, Havamina, Im Tim Salam, Desavi Yolez Merachma, Dimina, Delo, Mina, Lo. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what Chazir introduces to us. The level of Rachmanus. Meaning, because if all I had was a case of sheep nursing from sheep, so I would have said, you know what? It's about Rachamim, but it's about Rachamim only for something that looks like it. Meaning, stray sheep off the street, oh, you're a stray sheep, come. I'll take you in, I'll nurse you. But if it's a pig, so the sheep is going to look at the pig and say, yeah, exactly. Go home. So midaminai de lo minash min chazir ve'afilu de afilu de lav mina nami de iklamem or duma merachme. Okay, and that's what the pig is coming to introduce to us. That it'll be a bal rachamim even for other animals as well. Behind the damer of Yochanan. By Achai Baribi, and the Gemara follows all this up, quoting Achai Baribi, Rach Chazir Shekruch Acharacha. You see a pig attached to a sheep. Mahu. So my kami baile ilim lebechora v'kami baile ihochzakarushim gamil ihalacha ihochzakarabanan. So what are you asking? You're asking about what the halacha is like, meaning Rav Shimon Gamil versus a chachamim ti baile tle. You don't have to give such a weird case. Just to ask simply. Sheep. Ki kami baile lebechora v'ali b'drabanan. So the Gemara says, he's asking vis-a-vis bechora according to the Chachamim. La'achila v'ali b'drab Shem Gamliel. Or you're asking about the permissibility of eating it according to Shem Gamliel. Lebechora v'afila d'rabanan da'amim merachme. Because according to the Chachamim, look, the Chachamim say, it'll take anything. But do we really mean anything? So, ki merachma demina delomina lo, right? In other words, you can ask, the question could be addressed to the chachamim. I know the chachamim say that it'll take a stray animal, but even a stray pig? So that's the question that he was asking. O dilma delomina nami merachma lachila. So that could be the question according to the chachamim. V'afila Rav Shimon Gamliel. And, or, the question could be addressing Rav Shimon Gamliel. Imtim salam asava yolaz merachma demina delav mina lo odilma delav mina nami merachma tekum. Or we could be addressing the question according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Look, the Rav Shimon Gamliel says that when a nurse says, we know for sure that it gave birth already. Why? Because it'll take an animal off the street only if it once gave birth. But again, it's basically the same question. Any animal? Meaning, what if it's a pig? It'll even take a pig? And the Gemara's conclusion is, yeah, it may take a... I'm sorry. It may even take a pig as well. And take a, and now all this is left unresolved. Meaning, now we finished the sugya. What's left unresolved? We know for sure the halacha falls like Rishim and Gamliel. It comes to us via two avenues. Number one, the statement to Rav, right, where we opened up throughout the entire perek, the halacha falls like a mishnah of the third perek of Becharos. This is a mishnah of the third perek of Becharos. Good. It also comes to us via Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan says, any time that you have a statement of Rishim and Gamliel, halacha kamosa, the halacha falls like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, with three exceptions, and this is not one of them. That we know for sure. So, you go to a non-Jew and you buy an animal from a non-Jew and it's nursing a baby, you know that it already gave birth. Here's what we're still unsure about. Is this animal definitively the child of the mother? We're not sure about. It could be all the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is saying is that when it's nursing, it's a siman. It's a sign that it gave birth already. Once it gives birth already, now it'll start taking other animals off the street and nursing other animals off the street. And the Gemara leaves that issue unresolved within Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Okay, and in terms of practical halacha, what would that mean? That would mean then that let's say you see a pig nursing from a Rachel. So your two options are either A, the pig is actually the baby of the Rachel, mutated, obviously, but it would be the baby of the Rachel. That would be one explanation, strange explanation, but that would be one. And the Gemara would say then that you would be allowed to eat the pig, according to Rishim ben Gamliel. Again, all you know is just nursing, meaning if you saw the pig actually come out, we wouldn't be having a discussion. Or the other possibility is, no, it's just a siman. It's just a sign that it gave birth already once before. And then it'll have rachmanus, and it'll even have rachmanus on a stray pig, which means that you would not be allowed to eat the pig that's nursing from the mother. And the halacha is that you're, in other words, p'tur ben b'chora, but you're not allowed to eat the pig. So it seems like the Gemara's conclusion is it's only a siman. It's only a sign. Okay. Good. Okay, good. Let's start the new Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, Ashochet es bechor osem makam bekopetz mikan mikan v'tolish es haseyar uvavachelo yizezenem imkoma. Okay? Surgeons, you need a little bit of prep work, right, before you actually make an incision. Okay, same thing with shechita, right? In other words, you don't want like a lot of hair in the area where you're going to shecht, so you shave. You give the animal a nice shave right in the area of the neck, right? You used to watch this, huh? So you shave the animal right in the area of the neck, and then you go forward and you shecht. Here's the problem. The problem is we're talking about a bechor, and here's a problem. There's an isser of giza. You're not allowed to shear the animal of a bechor. Whether it still has Kedusha, or even if it's a Baal Mum. But even as a Baal Mum, it still has Kedusha, the residual Kedusha. There still is an Isser of Giza, even when it's a Baal Mum. So are you allowed to give the neck a shave? And the answer is yes.
It's part of Shechita.
Okay. So that's a simple explanation. So Rav Yosef ben Ashul Avam, Rashach is Bechor, Osem, Makam, Bekufitz, Mekan, Mekan, V'tolesh Es HaSeyar. Now you got to read his words carefully. He says you're allowed to be tolesh es haseyar, which doesn't actually mean that you shave the neck. It means that you can pluck out the hairs. Is there a difference? Stay tuned. The Gemara is going to discuss that very issue. Uvavad shelo yizizenu mimkamo. But don't move it from its place. Meaning, right, Rashi explains, leave the hair there. Shalom yomru gziza avid bekachim ela yenichenu misubach imatzemer mikan umikan. Right? Leave it basically intertwined with the other hairs of the goat. Meaning, make it clear that I'm doing this only because I want some room so I could check the animal. Also, another time that you're allowed to be tolish, pluck out the hairs. Let's say the animal is a blemished animal, and I need to see the mum. I don't have a good look at the mum. Meaning there's a blemish there. I just can't see. I can't get a good look at it. So how about plucking out some hair so I can get a better look at the mum? Rav Yosef ben Meshulam says, sure, no problem. You could do that as well. Yeah. Now it's not right, right. And now I'm going to ask the question: is there a difference? So stay tuned because the Gemara is going to ask that very question. Amar Rav halachik Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Okay, so the first line of the Gemara we already know. We saw already this earlier. The halacha follows like our Mishnah. Where's Tosfos? that's absolutely correct. I'm sorry. I lost myself for just a moment. Okay. I saw it. I lost it. Tosis is, by the way, a simple question. Why does Rav need to tell us so strenuously that the halacha falls of Rav Yosef ben Meshulam? Like, who's arguing with him? Well, aside from the fact that we already knew that, meaning Rav goes out of his way to say, oh, by the way, the halacha falls of Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Like, yeah, I'm saying, what's your alternative position? Thank you. Tosos makes a suggestion. He has a tradition that somebody argues, even though it's not recorded in the Mishnah, it's not recorded in the Braisa, but we have some sort of tradition, although not recorded, that there is a debate, which is why Rav has to go out of his way to say the halacha falls like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Okay, but it's interesting, though, just to raise the issue, where's the dissenting viewpoint? Okay. It didn't even make a braisa, correct. And it's out there, it's floating out there, and Rav says, good, but keep it out there. Balmine Merav Huna, Kenegu B'yom Tov Mahu. Okay, so here we go. Great discussion coming up. We'll start the discussion today, obviously much to discuss over here. You know, in Yom Tov, you have to shecht an animal. Okay, the minig is we don't. I mean, the minig is we don't shecht. Period. We go to the butcher, right? And it's already okay. But in other words, but aliba de hilchus, aliba de gemara, you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov are basically the same. But on Yom Tov, you have a heter of ochel nefesh. You're allowed to eat on Yom Tov. Well, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos as well. You're allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov, right? The pasuk says in Parshas Bo, Ach asher yachol ochel nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem. You're allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. You're allowed to transfer fire on Yom Tov. You're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov fresh chita. What could be better? Good. So that we know for sure. Here's the question: on Yom Tov, can I do the prep work? Can I pluck out the hairs on Yom Tov? So, plucking out hairs is one of the malachas of Shabbos. So, am I allowed to pluck out the hairs? So, your immediate reaction would be no. That's prep work.
But it'd be not earlier than before.
Right. Tradition. Correct. That's machshirim. That's prep work. So the simple answer is no. But before you give that answer, think about what we just learned in our Mishnah, meaning that when I have a bechor and the bechor is a balmum, and you're not allowed to shear it, but for some reason, which we're not 100% sure why yet, but for some reason, you're allowed to shear.
But that's a different concept than argument.
Wait, that's before you say it's different, and I'm with you, because the Gemara is about to say that, but before you say that's different, so just you see from the Mishnah that for reasons which we're not sure yet, we'll try to get clarity on in just a moment, you're allowed to shear the neck of the animal, even though you're normally not allowed to do that. So maybe, same story with Yom Tov. Even though I know I'm not allowed to shear an animal on Yom Tov, that's one of the 39 malachas, all I'm allowed to do is shecht the animal, but perhaps, maybe, There, just like there's a heter to do it for an animal where there's an iser giza, maybe the same heter is true by yantav. Okay, but Ben's reaction is the correct reaction, which is, don't be so quick to compare the two.
Well, that one is a time-dependent thing, meaning that you could have done mashem or you could just wait.
So
the thing is that, how about aset lotelot aset? In a way, before you're doing your shechita to the mitzvah aset, right?
Okay.
Lot aset.
Okay, so by me name may Rav Huna connect the yantav mahu. So can I do the same thing on yantav? Meaning, take out the hairs of the neck of the animal so that I have a clean area for shechita. So my time of Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Now, really, what this question cuts into is really what's behind Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Mishum de kasev tolish lav hainu gozes uviyam tov aser. Because you know what, plucking is not shearing. That's not the same thing. The Torah prohibits shearing a bechor, or shearing a bechor b'amam. Shearing means taking an instrument and cutting off the hairs. That's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're actually, with our hands, plucking out hairs. So plucking and shearing are not the same. And that's the cause of heter of our Mishnah. But once you get to yantav, both actions are prohibited. You're not allowed to shear, and you're also not allowed to pluck on yantav as well. So dehavale oker davar migudulo, that's what's called being oker davar migudulo. Plucking on yantav is prohibited because you're uprooting something from its growth source. Odilma ba'amasav Rav Yosef ben Meshulam tolish hainu gozes, or maybe no, Rav Yosef ben Meshulam says that tolish and gozes are really one and the same thing. V'hainu time d'share dehavale davar she'eno miskaven. You know why it's okay for a bechor? Because that's not your intent. Your intent is not to shear. And we know the halach is that davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. So just like by bechor would be mutter, here would be mutter as well. Now there's a lot of questions to ask, and I'm sure you're already anticipating some of those questions. Let's just finish the next couple lines of Gemara, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. So the first thing I want you to find out, says Rav Huna, is a halacha like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam? Definitely speaks to this idea of Tosfos, that they had some sort of Mesorah that this was debated. This was controversial. So if shalachu, and if you find out, in other words, I'm not going to answer your question until I know that this is practical. So first thing, is the halacha like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam? I say, amalahu, hachi amarav, halacha Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. So he got the word, yes, the halacha is like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. Also, come to Rav Huna. Now they go back to Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna is a student of Rav, by the way. Why didn't he ask Rav? Okay? I don't know. But amalahu, kenegda b'yom tov mutter. And his response now is, yeah, you can do this on Yom Tov as well. It manami amarav chanani by shamay mishmei derav kenegdo biyom tov mutter. And a Gemara quotes another amora in the name of Rav. You're allowed to do this on Yom Tov, right? Pluck out the hairs of the neck of the animal so you have a clean place to do the shechita. Okay, much to discuss on this topic. So that's why you're going to come back tomorrow.